This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Two groups of Odissi dancers from two different schools of training, nurtured in two different countries, will be performing together here in Malaysia. The show, called Odissi on High, is bringing together dancers from Malaysia's Sutra Foundation and the Rudraksha Foundation in Odisha, India, for a performance that will be staged from the 10th to the 14th of April at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Joining me today are Geetika Sri from Sutra Foundation and Jagendatta Pradhan from Rudraksha Foundation, who are both performing in the show. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us here.
So tell me a little bit about this show. It is actually the coming together of two different schools of Odissi.
So mainly, I think in Odisha, we've got three styles,
yeah,
three styles pioneers, gurus of the Odissi parampara, which are the Guru Kelu Charan Mahapatra, Guru Deva Prasad Das, and Guru Pankaj Charan Das. So we in Sutra, we are of the Deva Prasad Parampara, whereas...
We are from Kelu
Charan Mahapatra style.
So the style is totally different because their costumes, their jewellery, and also the style, steps, everything is different.
So the Kelu Charan style is more embellished. The movements are a lot more intricate, whereas the Deva Prasad style, it's more... There's the Tandava and the Lasya aspect. The Tandava is the vigorous dance, whereas the Lasya is the lyrical...
Sort of the lyrical part.
Yes, the lyrical part. So I think Deva Prasad is more of the Tandava form, whereas Kelu sir has a more Lasya form to it.
Mm-hmm.
So... That is what we mean by the two different styles.
So how did the idea of bringing both of your schools together, how did the idea for Odissi on High start?
The friendship between Guru Bichitrananda and Datuk Ramli, it goes back a long way. So he has always wanted to work with Guruji. But in Sutra, we've got a large number of Pallavis in our repertoire. Pallavis is the pure dance style. And we actually had a production about 5 years ago named Pallavis. So we thought of repeating it. And so happened in 2017. Datuk Ramli and I had gone to Odisha to perform. And these boys from Rudraksha were performing right after us. So when we watched that, and Datuk Ramli immediately said, "We're collaborating with them next." So then Guruji and Master, they had a conversation. They discussed about it, and Odissi on High took place.
And this is the second time that we are going to be seeing Odissi on High in Malaysia, right? Has the show changed from the first time that it was staged? I believe the first time was
July 2018, yes.
So has the show changed much?
It's not changed, but the cast is bigger now.
The cast is bigger,
and, the thing is same, something is changed.
I think in terms of interpretation, you know, in the arts field, everything keeps evolving. Like change is the only constant. So I think in terms of interpretation, there will be a number of changes just to improve it.
So when you say that we are going to be seeing dancers from both schools on stage, are you going to be doing individual numbers separately, or will we also see all of you together?
Yeah, you'll see together also. Two or three items are there, they are doing separate and we are doing separate, but most of we are doing together only.
The dancers of Sutra, we've been having a tough time trying to adapt to their technique, because we have been exposed to the Kelu Charan style, but with Rudraksha, it's a lot different because they're so much more intricate with their technique, and getting us to get it right has been a bit of a problem. So there are a number of items where we have to do their style, but there will also be one or two where they do ours. So
And how about you, Jagen? Did you guys have challenges adapting to their style?
It is, because we are used to, you know, our style only. So when we heard that we have to collaborate with them, so we were a little worried, because this is totally different. But when he came here and we meet them, and they are very, you know, friendly and all, we tried our best to
adapt
their style, and it was appreciated by the people here for the Odyssey on High Season 1.
What were some of the challenges? What about the style is challenging to adapt?
The thing is, in our institution, mainly this is Kelusa style, but still our guru, he made it more masculine because he worked in his whole life for Purushang. Purushang means for male style, basically. So our most of our choreographies, it's for boys only.
Ah, okay. I see.
So the style is more masculine, and there is little, they have also that style. But our style is, you know, something is there, you know, feminism is very less in our style. So that's the thing. And in our, this composition we are doing here, you can see that, Tal Taranga. This is fully, like, you know, a powerful item. So we are used to that. So now we are doing here some Pallavis, like little
softer.
So this is little, okay, we can do that. But it takes time.
Mm. And what about you, Geetika? What were some of the specific challenges of learning to adapt to their style?
For me, and I think for most of the sutra dancers, it was adapting to the technique. Because, like I said, they are so much more embellished and so much more intricate, their movements. Like he just mentioned that their dance movements are more masculine, but they also have a very beautiful touch of femininity in it, which we girls have a very difficult time trying to
get that
sort of even match up to it. Like a lot of people, the reviews that came from the audience of the last time was that the boys seemed a lot more lyrical than us girls. So we're trying to get those movements and the technique and the way they flow, pretty much.
So how is the learning process and the training process? Are both your gurus training you all together, or do you learn from each other as dancers? How does it work?
It actually started off with me and one of my co-dancer. When we went to Odisha for the Konark Dance Festival, the both of us went a little earlier to start learning the items from them. So from there, then when they came down in February, then we continued learning. It is more of the dancers, actually. So we teach them and they teach us. But then Master Ramli and Guruji, they come in as the third eye to actually make it better and to tell us that you're not in sync. This is not right. I think this can be better. You know, yeah. So that's the artistic direction.
So what are the numbers that we will be seeing being performed on the day itself?
There will be a number of items from, mainly we take it from the point of embarkation for Odyssey on High is the two major items of the Guru Deva Prasad Das style and Guru Kelu Charan, which is the Kolabati Pallavi, which starts the performance, and the Shankara Bharanam Pallavi, which will be the first item after the intermission. So these are the two main items. And from there, we take it on to items that were composed by the disciples of these gurus, like Guru Durga Charan Ranbir and Guru Bichitrananda, where we have the Mukari Pallavi and Talataranga, Ananda Bhairavi, and the Chakravaka Pallavi.
And what is the value of these kinds of collaborations for you as dancers? What do you get from it?
You know, we never had something like that. So it is a nice thing. It's, you know, you learn from them, also they learn from you. It's a big thing. And, you know, the bonding, the friendship, this is more, at least for me.
That's
we
true,
got
yeah.
very good friends here. We got, we didn't know that Datuk Ramli Ibrahim, how he is, because we only heard about him. So we got to know how nice he is. He is a nice person. And we learned a lot of things here, and discipline and so many things are here, you know. So
I think it's the memories and the experience of learning a different style and collaborating and making sure we give the best out of it. Besides being able to actually take that forward to the next generation. So because like in Sutra, Master Ramli, he does not believe in just doing one style. So he has exposed us to various styles in the past. But this time, I feel we actually had the chance to really learn the proper techniques and the proper way of moving or doing certain things, which we will be able to pass it down to the next generation.
And from an audience point of view, what will be the experience of watching Odyssey on High?
Well, it is called Odyssey on High. So
they'll be on high.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Because I think the music, the dance composition, the group rearrangement and everything sort of lifts the entire production up and it keeps going
higher.
Yeah, it keeps going higher, like in momentum, you know. It starts slow and then it picks up eventually. So I think by the end of the night, they will definitely go back with a sense of highness.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to dancers Geetika Sri and Jagendatha Pradhan, who are both being featured in an upcoming Odyssey performance called Odyssey on High, which features dancers from Malaysia's Sutra Foundation and the Rudraksha Foundation in Odisha, India. Tickets are priced at 53 ringgit and 73 ringgit and are available at proticket.com.my or by calling Sutra Foundation at 03-4021-1092. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our website, on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.